Of Eilai's seventh Mishnah. Kashem Shematzil Bifnim Kach Matzil Bechutz. We said in the previous Mishnah concept that a kli, which is connected to walls of a house, prevents the tumah from going up and down. So just like it helps within the house, it helps outside. Okay, so Kfisa Shinasuna Yusevism Bechutz. You have this kli, which is supported, Klicheris, which is supported from some type of sticks from the outside. Tu Tachter Kemshkin Fisa Toya. If the tumah underneath it, the tumah does not go into this kli because it is supported, is connected to the house, and is considered like part of the ceiling of the house, which is an oil which prevents tumah from going in. We're talking about a kli come about which is tohar, and it's made out of cheres. Im hoya koisel chotzer a koisel gina ena matzel. But if this wall is a wall of a chotzer and a gina, which is made. And we're talking about once again this kli is next to the wall of the kosel. It doesn't help to prevent the tumah from coming in because it has to be similar to a wall that's part of an oil that has a roof on top, and this chutz and gina do not have a roof on top. Now, it's not enough to be next to a wall, you have to be next to an oil. There's a beam which is from one wall to another inside the house, and there is a kadeira, the pot which is hanging underneath this koira. Kiva says that the kelim is the kadeira atohar, because we look at the kadeira as if it's stuck onto the beam, and the beam is part of the structure of the house. We're talking about a case where there is a where it's not stuck onto the. If this kli would be stuck onto the kli rather than sealed off, then everybody would agree that it prevents the tumah from going into it. And the machlokes is when it's not. Stuck onto the beam, but is within a tefach of the beam. Yeah, so Chachamim says that since it's less than Rabbi Kiva had, since it's less than a tefach, that's considered sealed off. But Chachamim holds it's not enough.